Upon March 2, 1899, a luminous object in the sky, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., was reported from El Paso, Texas. Mentioned in the observatory, 22-247 supposed to have been Venus, even though Venus was then 2 months past secondary maximum brilliance. This seems reasonable enough, in itself, but there are other data for thinking that an unknown, luminous body was at this time in the especial sky of the southwestern states. In the U.S. Weather Bureau report, Arizona Seconds, March, 1899, it is said that, at Prescott, Arizona, Dr. Warren E. Day had seen a luminous object, upon the 8th of March, that traveled with the moon all day, until 2 p.m. It is said that, the day before, this object had been seen close to the moon, by Mr. G. O. Scott, at Tonto, Arizona. Dr. Day and Mr. Scott were voluntary observers for the Weather Review. This association with the moon and this localization of observation are puzzling. Law Nature, Sup. November 11, 1899 That at Luzer Ches, France, upon the 28th of October, 1899, M. A. Gary had seen, at 4:50 p.m., a round, luminous object rising above the horizon. About the size of the moon. He watched it for 15 minutes, as it moved away, diminishing to a point. It may be that something from external regions was for several weeks in the especial sky of France. In Law Nature, Sup. December 16, 1899, someone writes that he had seen, November 15, 1899, 7 p.m., at Dourait, Dordogne, an object like an enormous star, at times white, then red, and sometimes blue, but moving like a kite. It was in the south. He had never seen it before. Someone, in the issue of December 30th, says that without doubt it was the star Formalote, and asks for precise position. Issue of January 20, 1900 The first correspondent says that the object was in the southwest, about 35 degrees above the horizon, but moving so that the precise position could not be stated. The kite-like motion may have been merely seeming motion. Object may have been Formalote, though 35 degrees above the horizon seems to me to be too high for Formalote, but, then, like the astronomers, I'm likely at times to expose what I don't know about astronomy. Formalote is not an enormous star. 17 are larger. May 1, 1908, between 8 and 9 p.m., at Vittel, France, an object, with a nebulosity around it, diameter equal to the moon's, according to a correspondent to Cosmos, NS, 58-535. At 9 o'clock a black band appeared upon the object, and moved obliquely across it, then disappearing. The editor thinks that the object was the planet Venus, under extraordinary meteorologic conditions. Dark Object, by Professor Brooks, July 21, 1896, E.N.G. Mech, 64-12, Dark Object, by Gathman, August 22, 1896, Psi America Sup, 67-363, Two Luminous Objets, by Professor Swift, evidently in a local sky of California, because unseen elsewhere in California, September 20, and one of them again, September 21, 1896, Astro. Jour 17-8, 103, Waldemuth, a second moon, February 5, 1898, E.N.G. Mech, 67-545, unknown object, March 30, 1908, Observatory, 31-215, dark object, November 10, 1908, Bull. SOC Astro. De France, 23-74. 31. Cold Harbor, Hanover Co., Virginia. Two men in a field in apparently clear sky. In the Monthly Weather Review, 28-29, it is said that upon August 7, 1900, two men were struck by lightning. The editor says that the weather map gave no indication of a thunderstorm, nor of rain, in this region at the time. In July, 1904, a man was killed on the summit of Mt. San Gorgonio, near the Mojave Desert. It is said that he was killed by lightning. 2 days later, upon the summit of Mt. Whitney, 180 miles away, another man was killed by lightning, Seal E.T. Tara, 29-120. It is said, in Seal E.T. Tara, 17-42, that, in the year 1893, 19 soldiers were marching near Bourges, France, when they were struck by an unknown force. It is said that in known terms there is no explanation. Some of the men were killed, and others were struck insensible. At the inquest it was testified that there had been no storm, and that nothing had been heard. If there occur upon the surface of this earth pounces from blankness and seizures by nothings, and sniping with bullets of unfindable substance, we nevertheless hesitate to bring witchcraft and demonology into our fields. Our general subject now is the existence of a great deal that may be nearby, or temporarily nearby, ordinarily invisible, but occasionally revealed by special circumstances. A background of stars is not to be compared, in our data, with the sun for a background, as a means of revelations. We accept that there are sunspots, but we gather from general experience and special instances that the word sunspot is another of the standardizing terms like auroral and meteoric and earthquakes. See Webb celestial objects for some observations upon large definite obscurations called sunspots, but which were as evanescent against the sun as would be islands and jungles of space, if intervening only a few moments between this earth and the swifting moving sun. According to Webb, astronomers have looked at great obscurations upon the sun, have turned away, and then looked again, finding no trace of the phenomena. Eclipses are special circumstances, and rather often have large, unknown bulks been revealed by different light effects during eclipses. For instance, upon January 22, 1898, Lieutenant Blackett, R.N., assisting Sir Norman Lockyer, at Visayadrug, India, during the total eclipse of the Sun, saw an unknown body between Venus and Mars, Jour Leeds Astro. SOC, 1906-23. We have had other instances, and I have notes upon still more. The photographic plate is a special condition, or sensitiveness. In Knowledge, 16-234, a correspondent writes that, in August, 1893, in Switzerland, moonlighted night, he had exposed a photographic plate for 1 hour. Upon the photograph, when developed, were seen irregular, bright markings, but there had been no lightning to this correspondent's perceptions. The details of the sheep panic of November 3, 1888, are extraordinary. The region affected was much greater than was supposed by the writer whom we quoted in an earlier chapter. It is said in another account in Simon's Meteorological Magazine, that, in a tract of land 25 miles long and 8 miles wide, thousands of sheep had, by a simultaneous impulse, burst from their bounds, and had been found the next morning, widely scattered, some of them still panting with terror under hedges, and many crowded into corners of fields. See London Times, November 20, 1888. An idea of the great number of flocks affected is given by one correspondent who says that malicious mischief was out of the question, because 1,000 men could not have frightened and released all these sheep. Someone else tries to explain that, given an alarm in one flock, it might spread to the others. But all the sheep so burst from their folds at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and one supposes that many folds were far from contiguous, and one thinks of such contagion requiring considerable time to spread over 200 square miles. Something of an alarming nature and of a pronounced degree occurred somewhere near Reading, Berkshire, upon this evening. Also there seems to be something of special localization. The next year another panic occurred in Berkshire not far from Reading. I have a datum that looks very much like the revelation of a ghost moon, though I think of it myself in physical terms of light effects. In Country Queries and Notes, 1-138, 417, it is said that, in the sky of Gosport, Hampshire, night of September 14, 1908, was seen a light that came as if from an unseen moon. It may be that I can here record that there was a moon-like object in the sky of the Midlands and the south of England this night, and that, though to human eyesight, this world, island of space, whatever it may have been, was invisible, it was, nevertheless, revealed. Upon this evening of September 14, 1908, David Packer, then in Northfield, Worcestershire, saw a luminous appearance that he supposed was auroral, and photographed it. When the photograph was developed, it was seen that the auroral light came from a large, moon-like object. A reproduction of the photograph is published in the English Mechanic, 88-211. It shows an object as bright and as well defined as the conventionally accepted moon, but only to the camera had it revealed itself, and Mr. Packer had caught upon a film a space island that had been invisible to his eyes. It seems so, anyway. In Country Queries and Notes, 1-328, it is said that, upon August 2, 1908, at Ballachinelli, Connemara coast of Ireland, was seen a phantom city of different sized houses, in different styles of architecture, visible 3 hours. It is said that no doubt the appearance was a mirage of some city far away, but upon this earth, of course. This apparition is not of the type that we consider so especially of our own data. The so-called mirages that so especially interest us are interesting to us not in themselves, but in that they belong to the one order of phenomena or evidence that unifies so many fields of our data, that is, repetitions in a local sky, signifying the fixed position of something relatively to a small part of this earth's surface. We cannot think that mirages, terrestrial or extraterrestrial, could so repeat. But if in a local sky of this earth there be a fixed region, perhaps not a city, but something of rugged and featureful outlines, with projections that might look architectural, reflections from it, shadows, or Brocken specters repeating always in one special sky are thinkable except by the Chinese-minded who regard all our data as foreign devils. The writer in Country Queries and Notes says circumstantial accounts have even been published of the city of Bristol being distinctly recognized in a mirage seen occasionally in North America. If we shall accept that anywhere in North America repeated representations of the same city or city-like scene have appeared in the same local sky, I prefer, myself, a foreign devil of a thought, and its significance, whether hellish or not, that this earth is stationary, to such a domestic vagrant of a thought as the idea that mirage could so pick out the city of Bristol, or any other city, over and over, and also invariably pick out for its screen the same local sky. Thousands of miles, or 5 miles, away.